Professor Grunsplatter's Spookatorium. I am your curator, Professor Grunsplatter. Beyond these doors crouch the wonders, horrors, and wry smiles of an uncanny world. This world, your world. Should you choose to come inside, the sounds and stories that the shadows tell will be yours to behold. Make no mistake, it is a place of questions, not answers. A place where the tickle in your belly or the twitch in your eye simply mean you're paying attention. But then if you weren't curious, you wouldn't be here. There'll be no refunds once you enter. Thank you for your attention, and the brave ones, come with me.
Greetings. Welcome to episode 82 of the Spookatorium. That was Forum Null with The Sleeper Must Awaken from the You Are Here EP. There's a number of you that aren't in the United States, so I'm not going to go on about our debacle of an election too much. I have opinions, but everyone has opinions these days, and that is part of the issue. Something I have paid attention to, though, is the assault on learning. And I think that it's worth talking about because I have always wanted this show to expose people to new things and ideas. And while I haven't done that as well as I would have liked, I do think it's important. Harris was favored by college-educated voters by 21 points. Trump was favored with non-college voters by 10 points. That is that's from NPR a week or so before the election. But what that leads me to is not the value of college, but the value of imagination and curiosity and critical thinking and learning in whatever form. And there's been an assault on libraries and educational curriculum at all levels in the United States. And I feel like this is less about the specific information than it is about sort of the fuel for imagination. It's not uncommon in times like these that people talk about how we need art more than ever. The first time Trump was elected, I thought, well, maybe punk will get more interesting again. The reality is the world is not waiting for your novel or your painting or your album. They may love it. They may not even notice. But it will help you. And then who knows? Art does not have the power to change the world, but it does have the power to change people. It's the people who rely on their imagination that bring us things like The Handmaid's Tale and Fahrenheit 451 and High Rise and Animal Farm and Give Me Convenience or Give Me Death and Fear of a Black Planet, V for Vendetta, for shit, even Black Mirror. And a million more obscure examples that leave signs that the kind of decision this country just made is not in its best interest. Disrupting libraries and curriculums sabotages imagination. Algorithms smother curiosity. Banal curation and groupthink smother what art can be. It's an incremental erosion of curiosity. And because when those things have withered, the population will have fewer tools to anticipate just how diabolical humanity can be. When I see parents having tantrums in school board meetings about banning books or challenging history because it makes white people look bad, those are the children of my generation doing that, and it confounds me. Change is slow and incremental. It requires patience and persistence. Ground is gained and seeded, and we can only hope on balance the result nods towards humanity. I'm not a people person because people have shown time and time again that they have the ability to be very dangerous and selfish, but individually they can also be fascinating and change lives. There's no hope in the mob. I don't think a protest sign ever changed anyone's mind, but ideas and curiosity and thinking deeper than a slogan can. I've always been registered an independent just because I've never felt comfortable being a joiner. When a room full of people are all chanting the same thing, whether it's USA or Slayer, it is off-putting to me. Look, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is that change happens person to person, not group to group. Be nice when you have the opportunity. Take solace in the creativity of yourself and others, and never surrender your imperative to learn. Let me end with a couple of examples of how we don't know what we do infiltrates other people's lives. I wrote a story recently, and one of the first people that read it asked if it was about reproductive rights. That had not been in my mind at all when I wrote it, but after I finished it, I did see how it could be interpreted that way. To them, it was clear, but I wasn't preaching. I didn't have an agenda. I just wrote something that I wanted to write. And in my mind, the story was more about judgment, but in the end, their assessment was not hard to see at all. The other example is after my wife died, I had to go to the grocery store and I'm sure I looked like shit, and I'm not someone people normally approach anyway, but this stranger came up to me and gave me a coupon for $10 off or something because she couldn't use it. And I didn't need it, but the fact that when I was in the state I was in, someone bothered to be nice has not left me. I'm sure she forgot about it by the time she got to the car, but 4 years later, I still remember that simple, unnecessary thing. And we're all capable of simple, unnecessary things. I'm not hopeful about the next 4 years, and I don't see how we get to a place where a more productive path is in front of us. But if we stop learning and stop creating new seeds to plant for ourselves and those that come after us, we will never find it. Seek out the independent publisher. Poke your head in that weird gallery. Blind by that record. Make something that wouldn't exist without you. And if you have an opportunity, be nice. We'll be right back.
old punks hiding there yelling in the dark. Let me tell you where you assholes stand. First there's God. Then the warden. Then my guards. Then the dogs out there in the kennel. And finally you. Pieces of human waste. No good to yourselves or anybody else.
We'll be right back. You're prepared to commit murder? Yes. Betray your country to a foreign power? Yes.
That was Sixth Circle with End Days from their release The Third Estate. Before that was Le Syndicate with First from their 1991 release Sardanapal. And that set opened with Cardinal Noir and the track Death is Stronger Than Justice from the Nightmare Worms EP. And now this is Cazodio with Black Flags on a Burning World.
Thank you. you!
Well, what are they going to do about it, Whitey?
Thank you.
That was State Vector Collapse with Decoherence from the Double Slit Experiment EP. Before that was Skin and Skull from the New Theologian release on Chthonic Streams called All the Tyranny in the World Won't Put a God in the Heavens. And that set opened with Cazzo Dio and Black Flags on a Burning World. And up next, I've got Nazca. This is People Only Die on TV.
I rest my case, wipe my face with your ethics and your laws. I guess it's just to maladjust pain allegiance to a flag. So what's the deal, your favorite meat? Taste the sweetness of disgust and draw the line and toast the wine. This wine sure tastes like blood.
exists to showcase music and ideas. I am not an expert at anything, and I have no agenda beyond fostering curiosity. The show is not monetized on any platform. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and others. A video version is available on the Cryonic Mind YouTube page. If you can like, subscribe, comment, etc., it helps the show's visibility. If your music was featured here and you'd prefer it was not, let me know and I will remove it from the feed. You can reach the show at spookatorium@gmail.com. The website can be found at spookatorium.org, and your comments are always welcome. Thanks very much for spending some time here.
What's the panic with you? Your urgent need to mingle. Press the flesh and smell my breath. Can't you just fucking wait? Kill, arguing with that kid. You got ghosts chasing you now in your truck. Ghosts got a ghost truck. You say time waits for no one. You couldn't be more wrong. Time is patient like a hunter waiting for you to come along. Even if I give you the out of not knowing what the fuck this is about.
That was Shellac with Tattoos off of the To All Trains release, and that was Uncle Steve's ode to people whining about masks and lockdowns. Before that was Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry with Blitz, and that set opened with Nazca and People Only Die on TV. That is going to do it for this episode. I am going to let Snog blow out the candles this week. Thanks as always for listening. Until next time, this is the Karma Song.
Well, you talk about karma, karma, but I don't believe it, 'cause you know I got to see it, or feel it, and you talk about karma, karma. But I don't believe it, 'cause I got to see it, or feel it, feel it. Look at all the assholes, assholes. Some look pretty happy, happy. And all the rest look well, 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 well fed. Look at all the jerk-offs, jerk-offs. Where is the cosmic retribution? Impale them all on spikes, and that would make my day. Talk about karma, karma. I'd really like to see it, or to feel it, feel it. But Lord, help me, I don't. Bring on the karma, karma. The apocalyptic karma, karma. Brains melting out of ears, the whole stinking mess on fire. I dance around the pyre, laugh like a liar. So bring on the karma, karma. The butt-smoking karma, karma. The Kali Yuga with the bazooka. The butt-smoking karma, karma. The final Kali Yuga with the big fat bazooka. Final bazooka from the Kali Yuga.